Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Starting and operating a small business against all odds, living largely by your wits, you demonstrate more courage and devotion to a dream than any other non-military American in this century. Welcome back. It's 13 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Our phone number is 888-822-8255. My website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the special guest this hour, our special guest, is my very good friend. Actually, you're a very good friend, too. He's been on the show many times. You've heard him speak. And if you have heard him before, you recognize that he is one of the smartest business resources that I've ever heard on the radio and anywhere else. He's one of my good friends. His name is Steve Martin. He is Executive Vice President and Chief Operating Officer of Positive Way. And he is a seasoned professional manager, author, consultant, patented inventor, and problem-solving expert. And I believe that, folks, Fortune 500 companies as well as family businesses have used his proven turnaround and problem-solving skills. And today we're going to talk about how to develop a cost-effective organization. Steve, welcome back to the show.
Well, Jim, thank you so much. After that intro, I'm not sure I can sit down anymore.
The Positive Way, folks, is the name of their organization. His lovely wife, Catherine, is part of that organization. And, Steve, I want to thank you again for all the time that you give us on this show. You've been so generous and so helpful spending your time with us and sharing the information that you have. And, folks, he's got an absolutely tremendous newsletter that's free. And, Steve, I want you to tell our audience how they can get your newsletter.
Well, Jim, the best way to do that is to go through our website. And, of course, they can get through it through the Brain Trust on your website, which, mm-hmm. of course, is great. Or they can go to www.positive-way.com/business.
Okay. And now, the newsletter that I've got, Business Solutions, is that available online as well as downloadable? I mean, I know I get mine in the mail, and I like that.
Yeah,
but it's also available on the website, too, right?
It is available to qualified subscribers through the mail, but I put most of the content on the website as well.
Right.
And I have a periodic electronic version that I send out.
Okay. If they want it via mail, how do they do that?
Well, they would have to go to the website give me a call.
Okay. All right. Sounds good. Steve, one of the things that I want to talk about, you and I have covered a lot of different subjects, and you've helped us do that, and I really appreciate it. But one of the things in your most recent, actually a special edition of your Business Solutions newsletter, is how to create a cost-effective organization, a CEO. Now, when a lot of people hear the term CEO, they think of chief executive officer.
Sure they do. They also think of the top and the best and the leaders. And
exactly.
That's what I want people to think of when they think of a cost-effective organization.
Right. Now, you've recently developed a program all around the cost-effective organization, and I think you've been delivering some seminars on this, haven't you?
Yes. I've been installing effective cost reduction programs for a long, long time, decades. And just a month or so ago, I developed a seminar which I delivered here in the Western New York area as a no-cost benefit giving back to the people of Western New York.
Mm-hmm.
And it's part of a series of seminars that I'm doing to help contribute to the economy and the local area.
And this is a free seminar.
And absolutely no cost to the public.
Boy, that's great, Steve. And I admire you for that. Now, when you recently given one, and you had a pretty good turnout, didn't you?
Yeah, excellent. I filled the room, which is exactly what I wanted to do.
You know, and I'll tell you what, folks. Now, you might think, well, heck yeah, it's free. He would fill the room. But let me tell you something. This speaks a lot about what people think about Steve. Because, Steve, I have seen a lot of things like that being given away, and nobody shows up. And you know why? Because they say, well, if it's free, it must not be worth anything.
Well, that is the challenge, and I'd be tempted to charge for it, but that's counter to my philosophy of giving it away for people who can actually use it.
Right. Well, I know you believe what I believe, and that's you cast your bread on the waters, and it will come back to you. Let's talk about some of the fundamental elements of a cost-effective organization. What are they?
Well, you know, I took a look at this from the standpoint of medieval alchemy, and they tended to describe their universe in terms of four elements: earth, water, wind, and fire.
Mm-hmm.
Once I used that metaphor or that model, I started to look at what resources or elements are actually used by all business people today,
mm-hmm.
and I identified seven of them: financial, material, space, time, energy, knowledge, and people. And there isn't any activity or anything that we do in business that can't be described in one way or another by any or all of those resources or elements.
And how well you manage and those seven elements to individually and as they react to each other and correspond to each other is how you develop a cost-effective organization.
Absolutely. And one of the things I'm trying to do with the description of these seven elements, Jim, is to actually raise the awareness of managers and business people to the fact that all of these things are, in fact, resources.
Right.
And they do have to be managed.
Right. Let's take, we just got a minute or so before we go to a break. Let's get started and talk about these seven elements. I'd like to sort of get you to tell us a little bit about how each one of them play a part in a cost-effective organization. Let's start with financial.
Well, money is the universal scorekeeping system.
Yeah.
And we really use that to allocate our resources not only within our company and our own families, but on a global scale.
Mm-hmm.
And the key is that we have to look at just about everything we do in terms of that scorekeeping system, and we have to therefore make efficient use of all of our financial resources.
Now, when you say financial, you know, sometimes when people say financial, they think of profits.
Yes.
And profits are important, but when I think of financial, and more small business owners, when they think of financial, they think of cash rather than profits.
Absolutely. You take a look at the typical company, and I'm going to say one that's small to medium in size, and medium could be a $50 million corporation. Cash management quite often rules the day.
That's right. Well, I'll tell you, in the $500,000 a year companies, it does too. Stand by, Steve. We've got to take a quick break. Folks, it's 20 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Our special guest is our very good friend, Steve Martin. We're talking about how to create a cost-effective organization, a CEO. I'd like for you to have a cost-effective organization. It's the way to success, folks. We're back. It's 24 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Our special guest is our very good friend, Steve Martin. He is the author of a newsletter called Business Solutions from his organization called The Positive Way. And we're talking about how to create a cost-effective organization, a CEO, and the elements that he's identified that you need to be managing to have a cost-effective organization are these seven: financial, material, space, time, energy, knowledge, and people. And we just gotten started, Steve, talking about the financial element of a CEO, and continue to what you were saying. We were talking about cash, and you know, some people, if you are in business, folks, or if you're thinking about being in business, and you still don't know the difference between cash and accounting, between cash flow and profits, if you still don't know the difference, and by the way, Steve, I've known people who've been in business a long time who still couldn't define the differences there. I think you need to figure out, you need to learn that before you get into business. If you're dreaming of being in business and you haven't found that out, with the difference between cash flow and profits, then you need to find that out before you go into business.
Absolutely. In fact, that's the thing you should start with. Any business plan should, especially for a small startup company or even a large startup company, should center around cash flow,
mm-hmm.
and cash management.
And one of the best ways to do that is a projection, a pro forma projection of how your business is going to go from not just an operating statement, a cash flow statement below the operating statement.
Absolutely. You have to start with that. It's key. When is your cash going to go out? And when is it going to come in? And you typically find a lag between the time it goes out and the time it comes back.
And we're not talking about a statement of cash flows that you see in an accountant's financial statement that they prepare for a company. That's a vertical slice of a compilation, I should say, of a year's activity. What Steve and I are talking about is a timeline, right, Steve?
Absolutely. It's not just your balance sheet, but it's really cash in terms of time, and that could be as tight as every day,
mm-hmm.
or a week or a month, spread out over a period of whatever time is important to you. And typically, less than a year is probably insufficient.
That's one of the best ways to me. If you want to really graphically see an exhibit of the relationship between profits and cash flow, do a three-year month at a time timeline, okay, a pro forma, whatever you want to call it, projection, and notice that your company may well be making a profit. And at the bottom line on the cash flow and on the ending cash balance on that pro forma, you may be making a profit, but you may be out of cash. Or the reverse, right, Steve?
Absolutely. And in fact, there have been all too many companies that have sunk themselves by being too successful.
Mm-hmm.
Because the faster you grow, the more you have to spend. And the more you have to spend, the higher the probability that you're going to have a shortfall in your working capital or your cash needs.
Absolutely. And most industries, you cannot out-profit your growth if you're growing at 10, 15% a year.
No. Yeah. Yeah, it's tough to bootstrap yourself. So one of the things that I recommend that you do, of course, is manage your cash using a cash management system. Also have a cost reduction program, and you mm-hmm. can, of course, get information on that off my website and the white paper that's there.
But also which we've talked about on the show here before, folks, and it's a very good one as well.
Yes, and that's available for free in electronic version right off the website.
Okay.
You also have to take care of your other sources of supply, your money supply, your vendors, your suppliers, your customers, employees, investors, leasing companies, and even your bankers. You've got to take care of them and build good relationships. And one of the other aspects that people tend to forget about, but time plays a role in financial resources as well. You've got to keep track of your P&L, your financial history, your balance sheets. Make sure they're in good form and in good health so that when you go out to look for financing, you have the track record that mm-hmm. bankers and other investors really need to see to be willing to invest in you.
And if you have a track record that is not as sterling as you would like for it to be, and you're pretty sure your banker's not going to be thrilled with your statement, a timeline, a pro forma projection, that's like Steve and I are talking about, showing the banker or your investor where you're going to be going, where you're going to wind up with this new money that's going to come in, and how it's going to improve your situation, that can be your best friend in a situation like that, can't it, Steve?
Excellent point. Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, folks, stay with us. We're going to take a break. It's 29 after the hour. When we come back, we're going to move over to some of the other elements. The first one we're going to talk about is material, and then we're going to talk about space and time and all the rest of them as the hour goes by. 888-822-8255. If you've got a question about how to create a cost-effective organization, give us a call. We're right here. Welcome back, heroes. It's 33 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. And, folks, one of my heroes is our special guest this hour, Steve Martin. And Steve and his wife are the author of an outstanding book called Talk to Me, How to Create Positive Love and Communication. This book is an excellent book for anyone, regardless of what's going on in your life. This could be a great book for your personal life, for your spiritual life, to help you get along with employees, with your children, with your family members, with your friends. And I recommend it to you. Steve, I'd like to tell you to tell our audience how they can get your book.
Well, thank you, Jim. You can get the book at our website, which is www.positive-way.com, or you can actually call us at 1-800-664-4773.
All right. And, folks, check it out. I recommend you do. It's a great book. Steve, we spent a good bit of time talking about financial aspect, the financial element of a cost-effective organization, but I really feel like it was justified because you and I both know all the other elements are important. They're critical, but you can have all the others right, and if you don't have the financial right, then you're not going to be successful.
That's absolutely true, and you know what? You can think you're managing your financial resources well, and you blow the rest, and you can sink your ship.
Yeah, that's the truth. The next one that you've got on your list is material.
Yes.
Tell us what you mean by that.
Well, I like to refer to material as anything that takes up volume, you can sit on, you work with, you make, modify, or sell.
Yep.
But I think the technical term for material is stuff.
I like that.
Well, I think that puts it in the right category. If you look around your workspace, your office, your plant, your service organization, wherever you're working, and mm-hmm. you see a lot of stuff, you're probably seeing wasted money. You're seeing wasted time. You're seeing wasted energy. You're seeing wasted space.
Mm-hmm.
Because stuff just occupies volume and doesn't necessarily really get you where you want to go.
And if you're a pack rat like me, this is something you really have to pay attention to.
Oh, I have to go through and de-stuff my office on a regular basis.
But are you a pack rat?
Oh, all too much.
See, I have this horror that I'm going to need something.
Yep.
And then when I need it, I can't find it always.
Well, that's right, because it's not organized.
Right.
If you can't
exactly.
find something, you might as well not have it.
Right.
Now, for any person that's in any kind of a business, I don't care what it is, if you have stuff, you're actually tying up your cash.
Mm-hmm.
Because it costs money to buy it, it costs money to store it. So the less you have, the better off you are.
And even if you don't need it and you paid $1,000 for it and it's only worth $200, sell it for $200, get your money and move on.
Absolutely, yep. Just hold a little funeral if you have to.
Yeah.
Over the.
I like that. Have taps. We can get you a recording of taps or whatever. And shoot it. Have a 21-gun salute, whatever, and get rid of it. That's a good point.
Oh, it's so important because otherwise you're just wasting time and money and energy shuffling around it.
Mm-hmm.
The best thing you can do is just to get rid of it.
Yeah, try not to fall in love with too much of your stuff.
Exactly. It's just a tool for you to get your job done.
Exactly. All right, what about space? Is that next?
Space is what stuff occupies.
and really, the truth is that they do go together, don't they?
Oh, they certainly do. And
space is more expensive than stuff most of the time.
That's right. And it really does represent money because you pay for it in terms of the mortgage, the rent, the utilities, the maintenance, the furniture, the decorating, the lighting, and inflexibility in time. And if you have too little space, you have unhappy and unproductive people, or you're restricted in your capacity. And on the other hand, if you have too much space, you waste money keeping it up.
One of the things that I've done, and I know you've done as well, Steve, is to point out to our clients that you evolve into your space. Regardless of, if you think you need 1,000 feet and you rent 1,000 feet, or you think you need 1,000 feet and you rent 2,000 feet for whatever reason, within months you'll be out of room in that 2,000 feet even though you only thought you needed 1,000.
Yeah.
Somehow you will evolve into it and probably use it inappropriately. And I don't know how many times I've had people say, Jim, looks like I'm going to have to add on, I'm going to have to knock out a wall here or whatever. And I'd look around and I'd say, why don't we just change the way you got things laid out here?
That's
it's a whole lot cheaper to tighten things up a little bit than it is to build a new wing.
Oh, it certainly is. And there's I have a little adage about that and say that stuff expands to exceed the space allotted.
Yeah.
So if you have 2,000 square feet and you only needed one, by the time you fill that 2,000, you think you need 2,500.
One of the things, though, that I think we need to point out, Steve, and that is that you might need help from an outsider getting rid of some of your stuff and organizing some of your space, because you're the one who acquired that stuff. You're the one that evolved into that space, and it's going to be hard for you to turn loose of some of those things.
That's right. That's a good point, Jim. And you can have a friend come in. You can have one of your business associates come in, anybody. Just come in and take a look at things and see how more efficient you might be in terms of what you own and store and how you store it and use it.
Right. Let's talk about, let's move into time. How do we manage our time better?
Well, that's one of the things that we focus on pretty heavily with a lot of time management programs. But I tend to look at time in terms of the other resources as well. If you have too much stuff, you're wasting time by just moving around it or handling it.
Mm-hmm.
And
Steve, hang on to that thought. We're going to come right back, folks, after these messages. It's 39 after the hour. We're going to continue to talk about the elements of a cost-effective organization. We're talking about time, and next will come energy, then knowledge, then people. Then we're going to wrap it all up. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Our phone number is 888-822-8255. All right, we're back. It's 44 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Our special guest is our very good friend Steve Martin, the Chief Operating Officer and Vice President of The Positive Way, which is an outstanding organization And Steve is an absolutely tremendous small business resource, and that's evident by the information that he helps us to develop on this show on a fairly regular basis, and we appreciate that. And especially, I know some of the things he's doing, and especially his Business Solutions newsletter, which I'd like to recommend that you check out. Steve, I'd like for you to give your website out again one more time, please.
Well, thank you, Jim. The business website is at www.positive-way.com/business.
Is the information on your website, I just can't remember, does it have information about the fact that you're available to do seminars and do public speaking and training there, Steve?
Yes, it does, Jim.
Okay, good. Folks, I want you to check that out. He's a tremendous resource, and if your organization, your chamber of commerce or whatever, your company needs help, he can do it virtually by phone or by email or whatever, or he can come to your location because he does that for a living and he's good at it. Steve, let's talk about we're still talking about the seven vital elements of an organization that becomes a cost-effective organization, a CEO, and the thing that we're talking about now is time. You had just gotten started talking about that when we took a break.
Yes, time is really important because it does represent money, particularly in terms of the salaries and wages that you pay. So if you take a look at a meeting, for example, if you have four people there, you might be burning up $100 or $200 an hour.
Yep.
Very, very quickly.
Did you see the commercial where it was a commercial for email where about nine people were sitting around a table, nothing was being said, and all of a sudden somebody said, "Who called this meeting?" and nobody knew. They were all sitting there, you know, they were doing nothing.
They just kind of happened.
Yeah.
That's right. One of the other things, and I mentioned this for your retail and service clientele, Jim, in particular, I think it's very, very important that cost-effective organizations tailor their hours to match the times that the customers actually use their services.
Wait a minute. You're not talking about doing things that our customers want.
Yeah,
I thought we were supposed to operate our businesses around our schedule.
Oh, what a radical thought.
Imagine that.
Well, that's absolutely true. You've got to match what the customer's needs are, but the other side of this coin is if they don't need you, don't be there.
Right.
Don't open your business at 7 o'clock in the morning if nobody shows up till 10.
Right.
And don't staff yourself with your entire employee stream if even at 10 o'clock you only start getting one or two customers.
Right. And if you feel like you need to be open at 7 and there's not a whole lot of activity, don't make everybody come in at 7.
Exactly.
Have one person there or something like that.
Yeah. Actually plot the number of phone calls you get by hour or the number of customers by hour or dollars per hour, however you want to measure it.
Right.
And then organize your business around that to a great extent. It will make a tremendous difference.
Well, I'll tell you, when you start managing your business and you start managing your cash flow, as we've already talked about, you will start appreciating the value of time very quickly, won't you, Steve?
Yes, you certainly will.
And the value of productivity in that time.
Exactly.
Let's move on to energy.
Energy, oh boy, that's more than gas and electricity and the other services. It's your people as well. And if you don't believe me about that, think about Monday morning at 8 o'clock before your first cup of coffee.
Right. Exactly.
But when you look at the traditional forms of energy, you've got to look at every square foot of space that you occupy because it requires energy for heating, cooling, lighting, cleaning, the whole nine yards. One of the things I recommend that you do is to really talk to your utilities, your utility providers, and ask them to provide an audit for you. These are quite often free,
mm-hmm.
and they can help cut your costs and may even put you onto some programs that will help you reduce your costs.
Mm-hmm. All right.
And take a look out for your human people as well. Take good care of your folks. And encourage enthusiasm, commitment, creativity, and fun by having a good, comfortable, but challenging working environment.
You can create energy with good attitudes, can't you?
It's key to it. Absolutely.
Yeah. And the attitudes come from two places. Number one, you bring it with you when you go to work, and I recommend that you hire intelligence and attitude. And if you have to, you can train them to know what they need to know in your business. Experience is good, but I'd rather have an intelligence and attitude any day.
You bet, and because that ties right in with our knowledge resources, which is really what's the brain power that you have, and quite often that resides only in the minds of the people that you have.
Right.
You've got to be careful with that, though. You really need to record the most important things that make the company go, your procedures, your policies, and systems that make it work. Don't rely just on human brain power, but rely on documentation as well.
Right.
So that you can transfer that knowledge to somebody else.
When you interview people, we're talking about knowledge. You know, I just mentioned that when I interview someone, obviously you'd like to have someone who has 20 years experience in your industry. But if you're interviewing someone and everything else was equal, but someone had all this experience, but maybe not such a good attitude, and maybe they weren't able to make the changes, would you rather have them or somebody who was fresh and bright and had a good attitude that you could train?
Attitude wins every day.
I think so, too. I really do. All right, folks, we're going to take a quick break. It's 50 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Our special guest is our very good friend, Steve Martin. When we come back, we're going to wrap up the hour by talking about the last resource. All right, we are back. It's 54 after. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Our special guest is Steve Martin. We've been talking about how to create a cost-effective organization, a CEO, not the way you typically think of a CEO, not the chief executive officer, although, Steve, you and I both know that the chief executive officer is the person who has to create this cost-effective organization, don't we?
Well, he certainly should be the leader, but it's everyone else in the organization that really has to get it done.
You're right. But if that person is not sold on it and doesn't initiate it, it's not going to happen.
That's exactly right. They can stop any progress just dead in its tracks.
The seven elements that Steve has come up with, folks, in order to have a good cost-effective organization, if you want to write these down, are financial, material, space, time, energy, knowledge, and people. And people is where we are right now. And by the way, folks, if you'd like to know more about this, go to Steve's website, and you can either see some of this information in excerpts on his website, or you can order the newsletter, which has this special edition newsletter. And Steve, is there a charge for the newsletter?
There's no charge for the electronic version.
Okay, all right.
That's great. Great way to receive it.
Okay, and that, give the website out again, please.
www.positive-way.com/business.
It's an outstanding website, folks, and I recommend that you check it out. It'll be worth your time. Steve, let's wrap up the hour by talking about the last resource, and I know you don't mean for it to be the least. It just happens to be last in your list, and that's people.
I put it last purposely because it really summarizes everything else. An organization doesn't exist without the people who are its customers, its stakeholders, its employees, and everybody else that's associated with the organization directly or indirectly.
Right.
And you have to just take care of them so, so very well.
Well, you know, I read something in the Wall Street Journal yesterday that sometime this year they're projecting unemployment to go below 4%, like to 3.8%. If that isn't a reason for you to take care of the people that you've trained and that are being productive for you, if for no other reason, that's a very self-serving, a very good self-serving reason, even though that's not really one of the main reasons that you want to do it.
Yes, exactly. You really don't want to be suffering turnover in your staff when you have problems hiring people. And worse yet, you don't want to have the wrong people in the jobs as well.
Well, what's happening these days is if you've tried to hire anybody lately, Steve, as I have, there isn't anybody available out there. You've got to steal them from someone.
Yeah, you may have to. And guess what? 85% of people who quit or are fired do so because they're not being treated well or because they have a relationship issue at the place they're working. It's
not
rarely about money.
Not because of money, exactly. And that therein lies the value in doing what Steve's talking about, and that is paying attention to the people that you've got working for you and doing some of the things, many of the things, Steve, you and I know, would cost the company nothing to address to make this employee happy.
Yep. And one of the things that we feel very, very strongly about is just communication.
Yep.
And communication training is absolutely vital, I think, because very rarely do we know how to communicate well when there's stress, there's pressure, or there are even opportunities. You know, a lot of excitement going on. People don't communicate well.
Yeah, absolutely.
And you get misunderstandings, and pretty soon somebody's upset.
Yep. No question about it. And benefits, folks, there's a lot of ways that you can even if you're a small company, that you can provide benefits for your company, for your employees, very similar to the ones the big companies are offering.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Steve, we've got to wrap it up for this hour. Once again, you've absolutely knocked it out of the park, and I appreciate your time and your wisdom.
Well, Jim, it's always a pleasure to be with you.
Thank you, sir. We'll do it again real soon. See you later. All right, folks, that's Steve Martin, the Chief Operating Officer of The Positive Way. I recommend you check out their website. Before I go, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners, because without your courage, hard work, and devotion to your dreams, America would not be the greatest country in the world. And remember these 10 two-letter words. If it is to be, it is up to me. This is Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this program is for you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.